Good morning. A warm front is sliding through interior New York and New England from south and west to the north and east. Out ahead of this warm front, some light snow and flurries has broken out across the region, particularly from I-90 north into northern New York and parts of central and southern New England. In these locations, we will have a minimal amount of snow for the morning commute, but some places could see a light coating, especially across the higher terrain. As we get deeper into the morning, most of this snow will continue to track to the north and east along with the front. Most of interior New York south of I-90 will start to dry out. And even some sunshine is possible this afternoon as high temperatures reach into the upper 30s and lower 40s. Along I-90, as temperatures climb above freezing and into the middle and upper 30s, some light rain showers will mix with the snow showers. And across portions of the Adirondacks, the Champlain Valley, Vermont, and central New England, we will see mostly light snow off and on through the afternoon, with a coating up to a couple of inches possible, especially in the Adirondacks and Green Mountains. In these locations, high temperatures will stay in the lower to middle 30s. As that warm front continues to progress to the north after dark tonight, skies will become partly cloudy across the region. We'll continue to see the risk of a few light snow showers in northern parts of New York and New England, while the rest of the region will stay dry, and temperatures will dip back into the 20s for overnight lows. A cold front will then sweep through the region, drying everyone out before sunrise on Tuesday. This will leave us with dry high pressure in control during the day on Tuesday, with partly to mostly sunny skies and temperatures rebounding back into the middle and upper 30s. By Wednesday, we'll track a disturbance from the Tennessee Valley off the mid-Atlantic coast and east of Long Island and Cape Cod. At the same time, upper-level energy will dig through the Great Lakes and into the northeast, keeping skies cloudy, and it will become breezy with scattered snow showers with minimal accumulation on Wednesday and high temperatures back into the lower 30s. Behind this system, it will dry out again on Thursday with mostly sunny skies, although cooler with a northwest wind flow, highs staying in the middle and upper 20s. Another system will approach the area on Friday. Again, this one looks like it will track off to our west and will be on the milder side. A surge of moisture will produce cloudy skies with a good chance of rain by Friday afternoon as highs reach into the lower 40s. The system will push through the region on Saturday with more rain and highs around 50 degrees before the backside of the system dries us out with a return to mostly sunny skies for the second half of the weekend and highs dipping back into the 30s. At Mount Washington this morning, 90 miles visibility under mostly cloudy skies and 7 degrees with a west wind at 1 mile per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, ice crystals and 46 below zero. In Albany on the hour, 9 miles visibility and light snow, 29 degrees, the dew point 20, 69% relative humidity, calm wind and the barometer at 29.87 inches and falling. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 80 degrees at Falfurrias, Texas, to a low of 15 below zero at Gunnison, Colorado. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City increasing sunshine and breezy in the lower 40s, Boston mostly cloudy in the lower 30s, and in Buffalo mostly cloudy and windy with snow showers and highs in the lower 30s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday 37 degrees, the low 24, the average temperature 31, that's 8 degrees above normal. No precipitation yesterday, no snowfall, still just a trace for the month of January, which is 2.8 inches of snow below normal. And with 30.2 inches of snow for the season, we are at a surplus of 10.6 inches. The average high temperature in Albany today, 31 degrees, the average low 15. The record high 71 set in 2007, and the record low 19 below zero in 1996. Sunrise this morning at 7:26 a.m., sunset this evening 4:36 p.m., 9 hours and 10 minutes of daylight, an increase of 1 minute from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Cloudy and breezy with light snow today, and highs in the lower 30s. Mostly cloudy with a few snow showers tonight, lows in the lower to mid 20s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, some light snow followed by increasing sunshine today with highs in the upper 30s and lower 40s. Mostly clear tonight, lows in the mid 20s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, some sunshine giving way to increasing clouds today and highs in the lower 30s. Cloudy with snow moving in late tonight, lows in the lower to mid 20s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, increasing clouds today with highs in the lower 30s. Some light snow followed by partly sunny skies today with highs in the middle and upper 30s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the mid 20s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Some light snow, then mixing with a few rain showers this afternoon, some sunshine possible by the end of the day, with highs in the middle and upper 30s. Partly cloudy skies tonight, with lows in the lower to mid 20s. Region-wide for tomorrow, partly sunny in the middle and upper 30s. Mostly cloudy and windy with snow showers on Wednesday, lower 30s. Mostly sunny in the 20s on Thursday. A good chance of rain by the end of the day Friday, otherwise cloudy in the lower 40s. Rain likely near 50 on Saturday, and mostly sunny back into the 30s on Sunday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.